Do you ever look around and think, who the hell am I? What do I want out of life? What do I even do for fun? Yeah, I knew the feeling. Hey, I'm Megan. I'm married to my high school sweetheart and we had 3 kids before the age of 24. I was so busy trying to be what I thought everyone else wanted me to be that I never slowed down long enough to ask, is this what I want? I had no idea who I was and what was going to make me happy. And while I'm still trying to figure that out, I've come a long way, and I wanted to share that with you, because I know you want more too, and I want us to do this together. I want to be real with you. No sugar-coated bullshit here. Each week, we'll tackle different subjects ranging from career, health, relationships, parenting, and more. I'll be sharing stories from my personal life, as well as interviewing some pretty cool guests. Together, we'll unlock our ambition and reach for more. Let's go. Hey, hey, welcome back to the Unlocking Your Ambition podcast. This is Megan, your host, and I'm so glad to have you back with me today. As always, thank you so much for taking the time out of your day to hang out with me. I posted a poll on my Instagram not that long ago asking, you know, where is your favorite place to listen to podcasts? And the top 2 answers that I got were in the car, commuting, whether to work or wherever, and while on a walk. Some people were also doing chores and doing other things, but those were the top 2 answers. So if you are commuting, I hope that you get wherever you're going safely. And if you're walking, I hope that it is a beautiful sunshiny day wherever you are. Okay, let's get to it. This week, I wanted to just kind of check in with you a little bit because I needed a reminder to myself this week, and I thought that maybe you might need to hear this too. So this past week has been a bit of a whirlwind. It's been an extremely emotional week for my family. And without getting too much into detail, I will share that I unexpectedly spent 6 days away from my family and with my extended family. It's not my story to tell, so I'm not going to go into any more detail than that, but I will just share how this has impacted me and why I needed a reminder. So let me start by saying that I made this conscious decision to be with my extended family during this time. Nobody asked me to do that. Certainly no one expected me to do that. It was just a very strong feeling that I had within myself to be physically present with my extended family during this time. And so because of that, I took full advantage of that, right? I was fully present. I only worked like 1.5 days. I was barely on social media. I, you know, didn't record a podcast last week. I didn't show up, you know, in lots of ways. And, you know, it was an emotional week. It was very sad and painful for my family. And in addition to that, I will forever cherish the time that I spent with my grandma, my mom, my aunt, and my sister during that time. So for about 6 days, we had 3 generations together under one roof, and it was just so special, and I will forever be grateful for that time with my family. That being said, when I came home, and so before we get there, this was definitely an unexpected thing, and it was also like a day-by-day decision as to whether we were going to come home or continue to stay up there. So when I came home, I had been gone about 6 days, and I knew I had been gone a long time, but because it was unplanned and because I had like no like date that I had to be home or, you know, anything like that, I didn't like comprehend exactly how long I had been gone until I got home, right? So obviously my kids and my husband missed me. I missed them as well. I had a lot of work from my job that had gone undone and some that was picked up by other team members. I work for an extremely small company, so we all wear a lot of hats. Anybody that's familiar with like kind of like a startup, small company type of feel. Everyone has a lot of different responsibilities, right? So to ask somebody to pick something up unexpectedly is kind of a big deal. And then again, like I mentioned, I didn't record a podcast or show up for my my social or my community even once. And so all of that, you know, piled on top of each other led to a lot of feelings of guilt. Like I had let a lot of people down. And I do still kind of feel that way. And I think that's just something inside of me that I'm a never say never type of person. So I'm not going to say, you know, I'll never get over that. But it is something that is deeply rooted within me to, you know, be loyal and to not disappoint or let people down. People who are counting on me, people who are special to me, and expectations that I have set for myself, not necessarily the expectations of other people, because I do know that you can't keep everyone happy all the time, right? That is a path to burnout, right? So like there's kind of a balance there. But anyway, I felt like I had let a lot of people down. And so that led to a lot of feelings of guilt, which led to a lot of feelings of anxiety. I really am uncomfortable with that feeling of letting people down. And again, like I put those expectations on myself. No one, let me be clear, came to me and said, like, this week sucked because you weren't here, or I had to work overtime because you didn't finish this project, or, you know, we weren't able to meet this deadline because you didn't send this form to the client or whatever. No one said anything like that. This is just me and my own expectations, and something that I need to deal with. But in that process, I had to remind myself of something that I said on a podcast recently, and that is, you cannot be everything to everyone at all times. I'm going to say it again. You cannot be everything to everyone at all times. Okay? So it's true. This past week, my job, my kids, and my husband were not my priority. And as a mom and a wife and a full-time employee, you might look at me and think, oh my God, that is so selfish. Or, oh my God, I can't believe... whatever, fill in the blank, whatever judgment you think society is going to put on something like that. But it is true. Last week, my job, my kids, and my husband were not my top priority. And that is 100% okay, because I was exactly where I needed to be. Drew and the kids were totally fine. Everyone was in like a happy, healthy, safe environment. Everybody went to school and was able to do everything that they normally do. And I will eventually catch up on my work, right? So while it might seem selfish and it might seem like something, you know, I'm not allowed to do, like I'm not allowed to put what I feel strongly about before my family or my work, I had to remind myself that it's okay, right? Certainly not forever. You know, obviously I can't move and leave my family and, you know, never work again. That is a totally different thing. But for, if you are working on something, or if you are being, you know, pulled to show up for someone, and that means that you have to find a babysitter or someone to run your kids to soccer practice or whatever that means in your life, if you're doing something that is important to you right now, let this be your reminder that you will not be able to show up for your other priorities in the same way that you would like, and that just has to be okay. So if there's something that you're doing or that you want to do, I want you to weigh the options. Like, what does it really look like? There's a podcaster that I listen to, Keisha Fitzgerald, and she's always saying things like, what kind of problems do you want? Because when you're thinking about, you know, setting goals or changing your life in a certain way, it is not always, you know, rainbows and butterflies, right? Sometimes what has to come before a rainbow? Thunderstorms, tornadoes, hurricanes, you know, very destructive things. But what comes after that? A rainbow, right? And so I don't know if this is even connecting the way that I thought it was going to connect when I outlined this episode. But essentially, what I'm trying to get across here is that priorities shift, and that's okay. And when you're working on something that is important to you, you have to remember that you are going to suck at first. You are going to stumble. You are going to drop a ball. You're going to feel overwhelmed. Those things are normal, right? So don't quit at the first roadblock. Don't quit at the first feeling of overwhelm. Don't quit at the first time you realize you suck at something. If this thing is important to you, you have to keep going. You have to keep going. Find some other way to make it work. Find some other way. Find some other priority to shift. Find something so that you can continue doing what you're doing. Or take a step back and weigh your options, right? Because life is always going to be challenging. But what kind of challenges do you want to have? Are you okay with the challenges that you have right now? Or are you working towards some other goal? Maybe you are finishing your degree part-time at night. Maybe you are trying to open a small business and, you know, you're looking for an investor, or you're looking for a way to manufacture your product, or maybe you are trying to get pregnant. Maybe you are sick of your job and you want to quit, but obviously you can't until you have something else lined up. So you know what I mean? Like, there's a million ways you could be redirecting your life right now. And it's not going to be easy. It's not supposed to be easy, right? So those are my reminders for you today. Number one, you can't be everything to everyone all the time. Number two, it's okay for your priorities to shift. It's okay for your family, your husband, or your significant other, or your job to not be at the top of your priority list at all times. And if you are doing something that is important to you right now, you will not be able to show up for your other priorities in the same way that you would like, and that just has to be okay. So those are the reminders that I have for you today. I know this was a short and sweet episode. I missed you so much last week. As always, like I said in the beginning of the episode, thank you so, so much for being here. Taking the time out of your day to hang out with me is just so special. I love you for that. Reach out to me on Instagram. It's at megan.edinger, and I will chat with you soon.
Hey, babe.
Mom.
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 Shit, you guys, I gotta go. If you like this, make sure you share it with a girlfriend. And also be sure to tag me on Instagram at Megan Ettinger. I'd be so appreciative. Until next time, unlock your ambition, girl.